In observance of the National Day of Prayer on Thursday, May 2, a local religious group in the Statesboro community is announcing their annual public reading of God's Word on the courthouse lawn for 2024. Starting on Wednesday, May 1, 2024, at 1 p.m. and ending on Saturday, May 4, at 1 p.m., everyone is invited to join in for this special time of prayer and reading God's Word. Prior to the reading on Wednesday, around 12:30, the Borough Community Choir will perform on the courthouse steps, which organizers say will add to the beauty and reverence of the event. The Borough community is excited to announce the public reading of God's Word on the courthouse lawn for 2024. Starting on Wednesday, May 1 at 1 p.m. and ending on Saturday, May 4 at 1 p.m. Community Prayer Walk. Jericho Walk. The observation will also include a community prayer walk this year. Details are below. Begins on Monday, April 29 and goes through Saturday, May 4. This is an extension of the public reading of God's Word. The reading of God's Word and prayer go together. Anyone who feels led to pray, may walk and pray and pour out their hearts to the Lord who hears and answers our prayers. Organizers shared, "The purpose of our platform is to pray for any and every need that the Lord brings to your heart. Whether it's for families, churches, repentance, return to God, or local, state, county, and country needs, we are here to support you in prayer. Share your requests and join our community of believers in lifting up these needs to God. Gather with at least one other person at a designated place and take a walk while praying for any amount of time that works for you. This is a great way to connect with others." In addition to walking and praying around the courthouse, participants may choose to walk and pray in their own neighborhoods, local ball fields, the GSU campus, the mall, downtown, or anywhere the Lord directs them. More about the event from Coordinator Renee Perkins. "The public reading of God's Word on the courthouse lawn began in May of 2019, stated Renee Perkins. "My husband, Dwayne, and I went to a Wycliffe Bible Translators Mission Conference in Florida where we met a lady from a little town in Texas. She shared with us an event that she had led for many years. That event was reading the entire Bible. What she shared with us just seemed to resonate in my heart. I asked the Lord if we could do that here in Statesboro. We felt His leading to do so." Renee's husband, Dwayne, along with their good friends Don and Penny Smith, have helped her to coordinate the event each year. "I consider Dwayne and Don the ground crew since they get all the equipment set up and taken down each day," she said. "Penny began helping us last year. Nancy Watson, my dear friend, has also been my co-chair with the community prayer walk. We have added others this year to greet ones who stop by to listen to the reading of God's Word or have come to read God's Word." Renee Perkins reading the Bible in front of the Bullock County Courthouse. Perkins says each year, the number of readers gets larger, as does the number of participating churches and pastors. "We have children who read with their families, the youngest being 8 last year," she shared. "The oldest reader was 86. During their first year of reading in 2019, they read the entire New Testament of the Bible, which took about 21 hours and more than 130 readers. Last year, we read God's Word for 27 and a half hours, with about 220 readers participating," Perkins added. "This year, we will read for 29 and a half hours. Our goal is to read the entire New Testament, Psalms, and perhaps part of Proverbs. We are excited to see what God will do this year. What a blessing it is for me to sit and listen for more than 27 hours and listen to the reading of God's Word. Please come and be part of this community event." For more information or questions, contact Renee Perkins at rmperkins2005@yahoo.com or 912-687-1447.